Good afternoon. I am sending this message because you actually asked for it as Commissioner of Human Rights Commission, because I am a member of parliament and I know your commission is a democratic institution. That is why I have decided to send you a voice message. I could have typed a message, but I am not in the right frame of mind because of what has happened today. As you might have heard, we went to parliament today and a motion was moved for myself, Honorable Hindo Lomuewo Gevau, and three others to be referred to the Ethics Committee. The charge levied against me was that I expressed my opinion on BBC that parliament is corrupt. To that, I have no regrets. To that, I have no remorse. I did say so, and I stand by my statement that it is my view and perception, or it's my opinion, that there is corruption in parliament. I will not change this statement for anyone. Because of that, in the motion, the House agreed that one of my functions as a member of parliament be stripped of me. As a member of parliament, it is one of my functions to provide oversight over ministries, departments, and agencies. That function was taken away from me today. In their words, they suspended me from all committees. If I am not a committee member, there is no way I can perform oversight function. So even though it was not the speaker, even though it is not my colleague members of parliament who elected me, it was the people of Sierra Leone who elected me, they have taken upon themselves, without going to the court, to strip me of one of my constitutional functions that I perform in the House of Parliament. The effect of that is the people of my constituency now stand to lose off having their representative from performing one of the three functions for which they voted him in the House. Added to that, before I aired my view on the BBC, I was chairman of the Human Rights Committee. The leadership of parliament decided today to remove me also from the position as chairman of the legislative committee. But what really caught my eyes and really shocked me was when the speaker derobed two colleagues in parliament. Those two colleagues were referred to the Committee of Privileges together with me, of their title of being called honorable. That really shocked me. I don't know whether it's a constitutional power bestowed upon him, but I also saw that one today. For all that has happened, I am relying upon God to fight a battle I call mine. If for speaking the truth that there is corruption in parliament, this nation will sit by and see people punish me, I sit and await God to fight for me. I know for sure that 20% of the elitist population in this country has suffered in the hands of parliament with regards to graft. But for fear, nobody is ready to talk, nobody is ready to stand up to my defense. I don't rely on mortal man, I rely upon God. The God that created me, the God who said one should not lie, the God who made me take that oath in parliament and for which I decided to be honest, that God will definitely fight this battle for me. For all of those who are conspiring to make me sad on this occasion for speaking the truth, the God I serve will punish them and their generations. If this nation called Sierra Leone fails to come to my defense, this nation will go through agony not too far from now. I am not a bishop. I am not a reverend. I am not a pastor. But mark my words, if the nation called Sierra Leone, a nation that is seized of everything that is happening in parliament that I spoke of, fail to come to my aid and stand in my defense and allow me to be punished for speaking the truth, agony will befall the nation I call Sierra Leone. Thank you.